Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for today is God's Word and the Gospel reading according to John chapter 21. Read again verses 4 through 6. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. Now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. I don't know how many of you have had experience fishing with a net. I'll tell you my experience fishing with a net. I've got two experiences. One is with tropical fish. You know that little green net that they give you with a little handle? And this is the way I do it. I'm chasing the guppies around in the water. Water splashing all over the place. I'm upsetting the plants that are in there, knocking over the castle. The gravel's going everywhere. How many of those fish do you think I catch? I miss them all. They swim away. And every once in a while, you know, you kind of get one caught up against the glass, right? And then you kind of try to pull them up out of the water. Okay, it's hard. The fish swim away. Okay. Second story about fishing with a net. Okay, you can tell I'm not much of a fisherman, but listen to this. So where I grew up in Alpena, Michigan, we've got somebody here from Alpena, Michigan here today, by the way, a friend of mine. And around here too, there's these little fish. From that big to that big, fish story. They're called smelt, or I think some people call them schmelt, right? Well, smelt at in the spring. I think there's a festival. Somebody told me Lewiston has a smelt festival coming up in May 5th. So if you want to see this, when the smelt run, they swim from the Great Lakes up the streams and rivers to spawn. I don't know what else they do. Anyway, if you want, you can take a net and just stand there in the stream or stand on the bank with the stream, and they will just whoosh, run into the net. That's why they call them the smelt run. Okay, they just rush into the net. Okay, just the opposite of tropical fish. Okay, those are my two examples of fishing with nets. Okay, so bear that in mind as we go through this sermon, and you can figure out which is which. Okay, so during this third appearance of Jesus, this revelation of the risen Christ to his disciples, we see a couple of contrasts here. One is a story of that goes from lack to abundance, okay? And the second one is kind of a transition or a contrast of moving from not knowing Jesus to knowing him. And Jesus, as you can imagine, is the center of the whole story, who by his speaking, by his word, changes things. He changes lack to abundance. He changes, you know, the disciples probably felt like me with that little green net, trying to chase the fish, couldn't catch any, to the fish rushing into the net by the power of Jesus' word. Cast your net on the right side. The other part of the story is really the journey that each of us takes as a disciple of Christ throughout our life as we move from not knowing Christ to knowing who he is and what he has done for us. And there we see Peter as really our main example, even though the other seven disciples are mentioned. And Peter, You know, in the very next section of text, the very conclusion of John's Gospel, he illuminates how Peter changes from an unfaithful disciple, one who has denied Jesus three times, to one who says he loves Jesus three times. And Jesus restores him and says, "Feed my sheep." A path from unfaithfulness to faithfulness by the power of Jesus' word. Well, let's talk about the first contrast, the one from lack or want to one of abundance. So Simon Peter's there. He's a fisherman. He does what fishermen do. "I'm going to go fishing. Waiting around for Jesus, I'm going to go fishing." The other disciples say, "We'll join you." And he embarks, fishes all night, catches nothing. They caught nothing. Little green net time. Then Jesus appears on the shore by the Sea of Tiberias. He tells them, "Cast the net on the right side." And these fishermen who have been fishing all night without success, listen to this guy on the shore. This is probably the first miracle. These experienced fishermen, okay, the right side? Maybe he knows something we don't. They cast the net. Smelt time. The fish run in. But these are bigger than smelt, okay? These are large fish. I don't know how large, okay? They're large fish. 153 of them. 153 of them. So many that they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of the fish. They were not able to draw it in. Sometimes in our lives when we face other people and the Lord says, "Cast your net," and we go out and cast our net, and we're trying to bring people to the Lord, our part is to cast the net. The Lord is the one who draws them in, not us. No matter how much we try, it's the Lord who moves them to us by the power of His gospel, by the power of what He has done for us. Jesus says, "No one can come to the Father unless He draws them." God has to do the work. We can cast the net in faith and trust, but God has to do the work. We need the work of the Holy Spirit to call, gather, lighten, and sanctify us and bring us into one true faith by the gospel of who Jesus is and what He has done for us in His death and His resurrection, and the forgiveness of sins that He wins for us. And He comes for us, for you. That coming to you, for you, that's what the power of the Holy Spirit does. Because we're those fish who are swimming away from the green net, believe me. We need the Father to bring us to Him. So they throw their nets on the right side. They cast their nets. And the fish rush in. Why? Because of what Jesus has done. The last time He had fish and bread with, that John mentions, fish and bread with these guys, is at the Sea of Tiberias. With the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus manifests all kinds of food, just like the bread and fish that were waiting there for breakfast for the disciples. And there He says, "When I am lifted up from this earth," when I am lifted up from this earth on the cross is what He means, "I will draw all people to Myself." Same word as used here for hauling in the net. Drawing in the net. It's Christ who does it by what He has done for you and me. by giving us the promise of the forgiveness of sins. And so he's host here at the first Easter, I guess you could say it's the first Easter breakfast. Bread and fish. And he's your host here today too. And his body and blood, which he offers for you. For you, for the forgiveness of sins. For you, for your resurrection and eternal life. Well, what about the second contrast or change here as we move from not knowing Jesus to knowing who he is and what he's done? I don't know about you, where you are in your life. Maybe you struggle with illness, or you know someone who is. Illness maybe that leads to death. Maybe you know someone who's struggling with confusion or mental illness or a lack of direction in life. Or maybe you're struggling with a sin that it's a sin that catches you with that net and drags you down. And you can't get rid of it. And you say to yourself, where's Jesus? Where is Jesus in this? Where's God? God, why did you let this happen to me? What am I doing here? It's like those disciples fishing at night. And you try your hardest, and you catch nothing. Ever been there? Feel like you're fishing for salmon with a little green net. It doesn't work. Jesus comes on the shore. He comes at the light. He comes at the break of day and brings you light. He says, here I am. And he gives you his word. His word of promise and his word of truth. He says, cast your net. Cast your net on the right side. And if you say, well, I've cast it there before and I didn't catch anything. I cast it on the left side and the right side. I didn't catch anything. What does that show? Is there faith in that? But when you're there, when you have no hope of doing something by yourself, when you're alone in the dark, even if there's six other people with you, and you're failing, you hear the word of the Lord, cast your net. Cast your net on the right side. See what swims in. Abundance. For where the Lord is, where the Lord speaks, to you comes forgiveness for that sin. To you swims into your net hope. A word of hope. A word of peace. Along with that forgiveness. A word of salvation. A word of eternal life. For that death that you face, or that faces a loved one. Eternal life and resurrection from the dead. That's what swims into your net, dear Christian friend. And when you've been fishing all night and it seems pointless and your life seems pointless and purposeless, Jesus comes and says, I've got something for you to do. Your life has a point. Your life has a purpose. It's to cast your net. Receive the forgiveness of sins that I won for you on the cross and in my resurrection. Cast your net and tell someone about it. And let God do the work. Let God do the work. Because He does. He does. So today at lunch, this week, when you say a prayer before the meal, come, Lord Jesus, He will. He will. That's casting your net. And maybe somebody around will see that. That's casting your net too, as a witness for Christ. And He will come, and He will be with you. You don't have to go through life alone. Go through it with Jesus Christ, Son of God. Let Him be your hope. Let your hope be in what He has done for you, and the salvation that He has won for you. God grants this to us because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand.